One of my favorite pieces of modern music is You Raise Me Up. One line, in particular, has been echoing in my heart the past few days. You raise me up, so I can stand on mountains. This week I'd like to offer those words in honor of Cochrane's alpine artist, Glenn Bowles, whose words and art have inspired many of us to stand on mountains. Glenn passed away January 13th at the age of 87. I first got to know Glenn back in 2006, around the time of the release of his book, My Mountain Album, Art and Photography of the Canadian Rockies and Columbia Mountains. Born in New Brunswick, Glenn moved to Alberta in 1953. Here he discovered his passion for climbing. In the 1970s he also discovered a collegiality with three other climbers of note, Don Forrest, Mike Simpson and Gordon Scruggs. Together the four became known as the Grizzly Group. Some thought the name came from their grizzly appearance after long trips through the mountains. Glenn told me the name actually came from an encounter they once had with a grizzly bear near Glacier Lake. Glenn's half-century of mountaineering took him to the summit of 525 peaks in the Canadian Rockies, 37 of those being first ascents. Most are too far from the beaten path for many of us ever to experience. But he also enjoyed peaks familiar to us in the Bow River Valley, the Devil's Head, Yamnuska and the Three Sisters. Over mid-morning mugs at Coffee Traders one day, I asked Glenn what, of all his mountain experiences, was his most memorable. Definitely, Mount Robson, he replied, the highest peak in the Canadian Rockies. It's a big mountain, beautiful. How did you feel when you reached the summit? I asked, thinking he'd respond with a description of the panorama. But no, he said simply, when I got to the top the first time, I cried. One of the reasons we're able to stand on mountains with Glenn now is a heart attack he had a year and a half before releasing My Mountain Album. The heart attack ended his physical climbing, but opened the door to his new passions of photography, art and writing. Glenn's amazing pen and ink skills eventually earned him the honorific, the Alpine Artist. Visitors to Cochrane Art Club shows well understand why. And I'm told that next week's issue of The Eagle may be running a feature on his artistry. For now, I'll conclude with a toast. To the Alpine Artist, you raised us up so we can stand on mountains. Thank you. Copyright 2022 Warren Harbeck. Join me at coffeewithwarren.com www.coffeewithwarren.com.